Hey. Hi. Now, today's episode's going to be a bit shorter, but that's because we're focusing specifically on Halloween. I hope that's okay.
It's the best bits of our Halloween show. We did a bit of a special Halloween edition. We kicked off trick-or-treating right here in central Queensland.
You don't like Halloween, and I thought, well, obviously there's the scary side of Halloween, like the ghost ghouls, nighttime, that kind of thing. I thought, what if we do it in the sunlight, bright and early, first thing in the morning with lollies?
I was totally okay with that, and then the rain came along.
Oh, mate, you hijacked it inside when we're packing up. I am still sitting here drenched in my own tears because, first of all, you left me and that I got bucketed down on outside.
You did say that your big fear as a kid was being alone.
And here I am, alone, yet again. Thanks,
Happy
buddy.
Halloween!
And I'd only told you about a minute before you actually left me that I didn't like being alone. But, yes, we had a Halloween special. And I had a lot of fun today.
Yeah, we found out Macedonians are good at giving curses.
Don't hang out with a Macedonian. Side note, what's your family background?
I'm Macedonian.
All right, well, I've got to take my own advice.
Old school. Old school. Happy Halloween. Woo! Turn your radio up.
On hit.
Yes. Happy Halloween. It is Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ celebrating a special day.
That scared me.
Really?
Yes. I don't like it. I hate this day.
I'm trying. The whole reason we are celebrating Halloween today is so that I can show you and the people of Central Queensland why Halloween can be a special day. Because you're always associating it with the negative. I want you to associate it with the positive.
I thought you were going to say, show me your entire body because you're wearing a very, very tight skeleton suit.
I am wearing a skeleton suit, but if you want to see a few veins, come on down.
We are at the front. The imagination.
No, we are at the front, in the car park of our radio station in Gladstone this morning.
It is 65 Central Lane, yes. Gladstone. Coming down, start your trick-or-treating early.
Well, that's the thing. So we've got lollies here for kids. This is the best part about Halloween, getting to trick-or-treat, getting to hang out with your mates, getting some lollies.
Tim has promised me that there'll be no tricks, just treats.
Just treats.
So come on down, grab yourself some little chocolates, little lollies, and come say hi to us.
We have a lot to get through this morning, but I stayed back in the office yesterday, and I thought, how can I get Jess to like Halloween? I need to reach to her on a level that she understands. So I've written you a song, buddy.
Oh, nice.
Coming up after this special Halloween kickoff, I'm going to play you that song. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
There you go, Jess. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. There was a special Halloween
kickoff. Love me some Michael Jackson, but that laugh, if you are by yourself in the dark, not a good time.
I mean, that's how I listen to all music, so I am in trouble. But it is Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ celebrating Halloween, trying to convince Jess that it is a nice, fun day.
I didn't even dress up as anything scary. I'm dressed up as French fries.
To a diabetic, I think you're pretty terrifying. you're fine in that regards. But I'm trying to think, because obviously we're out there in the car park at the radio station this morning, and what we are doing today is trying to get kids down here early to show them that Halloween's great. We've got some lollies, some special Hits AQ lollies.
We're officially the first people to open up trick-or-treating this year,
absolutely.
I reckon.
Absolutely. But I thought, how can I reach you to show you that Halloween can be fun and it's a nice day?
It is my least favourite holiday.
So I thought, all right, what am I trying to get Jess to commit? I'm trying to show her that it's a fun day for kids all around Australia. So I've penned together a song that I think you might relate with and you might understand.
Okay.
And I've got it here, and I'll have a play now. Halloween's not as scary as it seems. There's heaps of chalkies and lollies that you can eat. In moderation, don't forget to brush your white little teeth. It's a Halloween specialty. I don't remember how this all goes. That's Halloween, everyone. There you go. It's not an album, but it's Sesame Street music.
I mean this with all due respect.
Okay.
That is the worst song you've ever written.
How dare you?
And you wrote a Drake song last week.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, if that's not going to convince you to like Halloween, I don't know what is.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Live this morning from the car park here at the radio station. We are celebrating Halloween just a few hours early. Come get your trick-or-treating done. We've got lolly bags, some water bottles.
We've already had so many visitors. It's been so lovely.
Yeah, it's been great having people coming down to say g'day this morning. But we're not offering tricks, just treats here this morning.
Yes.
Would you consider a trick like a curse?
Yeah, I'd probably consider that a trick.
Now...
I nearly said treat. They're really hard words to say.
I know. It's almost like they've got five letters. But Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger, your favourite man at the moment.
Oh, man. Is he still in the news?
Well, he is now because he's obviously trying to, I don't know, escape a little bit, get out and go do stuff because of the heartbreak that he left everybody. He has gone and got himself cursed.
Cursed.
Yep, he swam in a cursed lagoon, and unfortunately now he's a cursed man.
Isn't that like rule number one? Something's cursed, stay away from it.
And so now everyone's going, because he posted like an Instagram photo, like, how good's this bloody hodry dadgery in a woogery waggery? I'm bloody in a swimming hole.
You don't
know
where it is, do you?
I've got no idea. No, but this is like he was doing all of his badger things right. Where he was like, oh, it's like a slippery muscle in a tussle. Am I right, fellas? Kind of thing.
Oh, God.
And so now everyone's pointing out going, excuse me, Mr. Honey Badger, that is a cursed watering hole. You are now cursed.
Yes.
And cursing is an interesting thing. One, because it's not true. They don't exist. And
I believe
two, they can come from absolutely anywhere. So I want to know, on 13, 12, 16, are you a little bit cursed?
Oh, nice.
Has your curse been lifted? Mm-hmm. Were you ever cursed as a child?
Like
by a psychic?
My mum went to a psychic once.
Of course she did.
And the psychic said that there was a curse on the family. And for $300, she could lift the curse.
I mean... sign me up right now. I genuinely believe, like, do you look at some people sometimes? I feel like this could be a bit judgmental. Do you look at someone and then sometimes they're acting in a strange way and you go, you're the type of person that would pay for a psychic? Like, that's not the type of person you want to be in your life. Don't
psychics
pay for it.
Psychics are great.
And
I went to see a psychic just before we moved up here to Queensland, and they predicted everything. They predicted the house I was going to live in. They predicted the job.
Yes, it will be 33 Smith Street, and your job will have this exact amount wage. So psychics are very good at BSing.
She said it's going to be a white house on a hill. What did I end up getting into?
Lucky there's only 5,000 here in central Queensland white houses on a hill.
You just need to have some faith, Timmy. You're the kind of person that would get cursed because you don't believe in it.
Well, I hope I am cursed. Because pick me up, spirits, and smash me into the ground. If I am cursed, show me something hard. 13, 12, 16, are you cursed? But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, after the honey badger swam in a cursed watering hole, are you cursed?
He's absolutely cursed.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe in curses or many things.
I mean, is he alone? Did he find love on The Bachelor? No, he's obviously cursed.
He did this after The Bachelor.
Then he's never going to find love.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, are you cursed? Because apparently it can happen to some people. We've had Scotty call through from Rockhampton. Scotty, mate, are you cursed?
Yeah, I actually think I might be, but it was from a friend. So my friend's Macedonian, and we went to the movies and saw The Nun recently, which it was a scary movie. And then after that, she went and cursed my room.
Hang on. Did you just say your mate's Macedonian?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Scotty, I'm Macedonian.
That's yuck.
Does that mean I've got powers to curse
people? Does that mean I'm cursed?
She brought in like some little smoke thing and did it around my room and said that I was now going to be cursed.
Mate, change your friends.
Do you know what? My grandma does stuff like that. She'll be like trying to get rid of like evil spirits and stuff.
What is she, a wizard?
Yeah, no, she's Macedonian. That's how it works.
Nick, when she was starting doing this, were you like, look, Katrina, I think it's time you head home. Like, that's a bit confronting.
Well, I thought it was a joke, and then she did go home, and I was left at home alone after watching The Nun with a cursed bedroom.
Hang on, has anything bad happened since?
Oh, I don't know. I've locked my keys in the house once.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're cursed.
So we're still waiting for the curse to happen?
No, that's a cursing. I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. Scotty, you're doing it tough, mate, so keep going. We appreciate your call.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, champion.
Yeah, Scotty's definitely cursed.
Okay, Scotty doesn't know.
Scotty and the honey badger. Don't hang out with Macedonians.
I mean, I live by that mentality every single day.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits. Let's go!
Catch
now at hits.com.au.
Thanks to Freestyle Industries Mega Jam Scooter and Skate Competition. More info, freestylesindustry.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And hey, seeing as it's Halloween, I thought I'd steer into it. And hit.com.au, you can find a list of the most haunted places in Australia.
All right. Obviously, a lot of the old jails would be coming up on the list. Is there any in Queensland that stand out?
Well, in Queensland, in Brisbane, there is a Breakfast Creek Hotel.
I was just going to say a cafe, because to me that is something scary. The prices of cafes in the
William McNaughton Galloway, the mayor of Brisbane in 1889, the first owner of the Breakfast Creek Hotel, died after falling from a window on the second floor of the pub.
Okay.
So staff over the years have made reference to feeling a spooky presence in the building.
Oh, man. Look, I love Halloween, but ghosts ain't real. Let's just kick that straight into the
Number one most haunted place apparently is in Port Arthur in Tasmania.
Look, some dodgy stuff went on there. Some terrible things happened.
Over 1,000 people died in that convict settlement.
And obviously in the 90s, there was that terrible
shooting. And you know what? I've been there. And it feels creepy.
Well, I think energy exists, but I don't think there's ghosts.
There were certain buildings I couldn't go into. Like, I couldn't even step foot in because the energy was so intense.
Well, that's like when you go into, a bathroom after someone else has been in there. Like, the energy is still in the room, even though the demon may have left that exact location.
There's a few people in this office building. We have to leave about 10, 15 minutes for that energy to leave.
But we ain't going to name names, and they're definitely not on this show. But anyway, look, if you want a good haunting, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
Yeah, you can find the full list there as well as everything else that's trending right now. And of course, trending now is brought to you by Freestyle Industries Mega Jam Scooter and Skate Competition.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Celebrating Halloween, and thank you to all the people that have come down and said g'day to us this morning, getting their trick-or-treat done early.
Absolutely bucketing down in Gladstone. And so many people have been stopping up to say hi, so thank you so much.
And the whole reason we're doing this is because I've been trying to get you on board with Halloween. You said you hate it, you get scared, it's a scary situation, but look at all the smiles of the kids coming to get lollies.
I'm on board with the lollies, I'm on board with the dressing up, it's the scaring that I don't like.
All right, well, do you want to just rip the band-aid off and we'll talk about the scare right now, the part of Halloween. So, obviously, when you're a kid, when you're a young human being, things are a little bit more scarier than when you're an adult.
Yes,
unless
absolutely.
You're yourself, a 27-year-old tax-paying, home-owning adult that is scared of several non-believe things.
Yes, I think a lot of people are with me.
You believe in ghosts?
Yes.
That's silly.
You
mate.
Believe in aliens?
Oh, but that's a stone cold fact. Okay. How dare you bring that up right now? I don't want to talk about space. What I want to talk about is things that scared you when you were a kid. Weird things that absolutely shouldn't scare you.
We actually put up a post on our Facebook and our Instagram. Just search for Hitsafe Central Queensland. Emily said the gurgling noise the bath makes when it drains.
What?
Apparently she was really spooked by that because her mum called it the plug monster. Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, I was scared of, do you remember the movie Scary Movie, the first one?
Yes.
Where it was the comedy movie and there was the guy in the black robe with the white mask.
Yeah.
I slept with the light on for 6 years because of
that
guy.
That's a comedy. Even I didn't find
aware.
That scary.
And until I was probably 13, 14 years old, I couldn't sleep with the light off or the door shut because I thought he was going
to
get me.
I used to get spooked by the start of Beauty and the Beast. Do you remember the cartoon Beauty and the Beast, the Disney movie? The start where the old woman turns the bloke into a beast.
I haven't seen the movie, if I'm being honest.
Always got me. Terrifying.
All right. Well, we want to know on 13, 12, 16, what scared you as a kid? Things that probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have done it in your childhood, but
absolutely
they absolutely terrified you. 13, 12, 16, give us a call.
13, 12, 16. Things that scared you when you were a kid.
Oh, what was your main fear as a child? Something that probably wouldn't make you normally scared.
I was scared of the dark.
Oh, that's normal.
I was scared. Actually, Lisa on our Facebook page, just search for Hit Central Queensland.
Sure.
She said she was scared of Ronald McDonald. I was petrified of Ronald McDonald when I was a kid.
More Ronald McDonald the Grimace, the big purple blob.
Yeah, could you remember, they used to have the Ronald McDonald statues out the front of the
McMackers? Yeah, and you could go sit with him and he'd put his hand on your head.
Yeah, Mum would always sit me down next to the Ronald and I would freak out.
Wow, I was scared of being alone.
Oh.
Me and my mate started playing tennis.
Changed.
Yeah, I know. Me and my mate started playing tennis and then he quit and I cried and quit.
Oh,
and never played since. But that's okay. Also ghosts and stuff.
Yeah.
But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, what scared you as a kid? And we've had Zoe call through. Zoe, what scared you when you were younger?
I was dead set petrified of Dobby from Harry Potter.
Oh my God. Do you know what? He is scary. Like, no, if you're a kid.
I was so scared that I slept in my parents' room for months after watching The Chamber of Secrets, and I was like seeing him in places. I was so scared.
Zoe, why weren't you scared of the giant snake compared to the tiny little elf in a potato sack?
Dobby tried to kill Harry so many times.
Oh, twice.
That's what Mum said to me. I was like, Mum, I don't care about the snakes, but snakes are everywhere. Those little creepy house elves aren't.
And they just pop up, Zoe. They're just like, bang, snap your fingers and they're in your house.
Your fingers. Yeah, so I've got this thing. I still do it to this day. I'm 23 now and I still will never click my fingers because I'm scared that Dobby will appear.
All right, so I think you misheard the question. Things you're scared of as a kid,
yeah.
Zoe. But, hey, we appreciate your call anyway. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, champion.
Dobby.
Dobby the free elf. Like, Dobby is a free elf or Dobby not as a free elf?
I feel like that's the most embarrassing one we've had this morning.
Yeah, but that's all right. We've had so much fun. Look, I'm going to be honest. It is bucketing down right now. We are so lucky that we have an actual tent covering us.
Good luck if you are going trick-or-treating tonight.
It'll clear up,
hopefully. It'll clear up. And make sure you head along to the police website as well. They've got some rules and restrictions around your trick-or-treating tonight. Make sure it's a nice, safe night for everyone.
I'm actually genuinely excited. I'm sure a lot of us are. How good is this rain for the farmers?
Absolutely.
How good is this rain?
It's been a great few days.
Yep. We've got to get out of here. We've got to pack up because everything's just getting wet and we're getting... But it's great for the farmers, as we said. But we're going to be back tomorrow morning from 5 a.m. Now, Jess, just quickly before you leave, how have you enjoyed today? It was about making you like Halloween.
I am genuinely surprised that you didn't take the opportunity to spook me.
No.
And I'm still like 90% sure.
Ah! Don't turn around. No, it's all right. I wasn't going
to
do it. And then you turned away from me.
I nearly saw it to the
That was close.
Awful.
Your face.
That's it. I quit.
All right. Fair enough. You can go. Look, I got 30 seconds to say a few things because you've been under a tent this whole time.
Yeah.
We've been camping.
Nice.
You haven't wanted to camp. We've been camping.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Really? I'm the worst. Can you smell smoke?
Yeah, is that smoke?
I think it's the hot deals that we have here at the radio station and the hot tracks. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We're going to be back tomorrow morning from 5 a.m. Stay safe if you are trick-or-treating tonight around central Queensland. We'll see you tomorrow. But until then, hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.